Well, we're, I see the phones are lighting up. So apparently the word is flying privately. I heard Walter's laughing as he was answering the phones here.
Yeah, I can imagine.
First impressions in one word, four letters, begins with C.
Is this Jason? Hello?
Jason. Oh, I know what you're saying.
Jason?
Oh, really?
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
What's
hey.
Up?
Oh, man. You won't believe it.
What happened?
Me and my girlfriend went out partying one night when I got back here to Michigan from the service and got pretty trashed. The next morning, I couldn't find my keys. Well, we had gotten in a big fight that night, and I thought she had taken them.
What was the fight about?
Oh, man, I don't remember. I was like three sheets to the wind, man. I can't remember what it was about.
Yeah.
Anyway, we started arguing. I thought she had taken my keys because she didn't want me to leave, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she starts walking out the apartment door, and that's when I broke out with the C word.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. She did an about face and hit me so hard in the face it about knocked my head right off my
shoulder. Really?
Yeah, I think
did she have a beer or anything in her hand when she hit you?
Well, listen, man. Then she took a beer bottle and threw it at me, and
ooh,
I ducked, and the neck of the beer bottle went through our bedroom door.
What was she trying? Was she trying to? Was she trying to live up to the word?
Oh, well, that's not it. That
sounds
not
like it.
I had no idea.
Well, and then she took a picture and threw that at me. That hit me in the left side of my cheek and put a big hole in my cheek.
Oh my God!
And then she took the remote control for our TV and threw that at me, and I managed.
Well, that's where I would draw the line. When you start screwing with the remote control, I think you're clearly earning the C word.
By then, I'd have a table in front of me like a shield, and I'd be working my way out of the joint.
We're talking about the
man.
What the results are of using the infamous C words? Is this Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave. What's up?
Not much. I told my wife that my mother-in-law was the C word.
Oh, boy.
Really?
About a month ago, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm still working my way out of the doghouse.
Oh, yeah. Really? Well, now, what did the mother-in-law do to earn the C word?
It's been about 10 years worth of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just builds up over time. But
Does she realize that some of the things that you're saying are true?
Oh, yeah.
About her mother?
Yeah, she realizes it, but she won't admit it, you know?
Well, that word is so strong, though. That's
so
probably
strong.
What... I'm surprised she'd be pissed for that long. My God. Well, God forbid you ever call her that.
Well, I'm still doing laundry and stuff, guys.
Are you?
Yeah, see? Whoa, man, that is one strong... That must be the strongest word there is anymore.
I think it is.
Yeah,
I don't think there's not a word that compares for white people. It's sort of like... The N-word versus honky.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Honky just isn't...
Oh,
does anybody really get upset about being called a cracker or a honky?
Honky or cracker. Yeah, exactly. No.
Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
Andy.
Hey, Andy, what's up?
Well, you wanted a movie reference, right?
Oh, so you've seen the C-word used in a movie?
I'm pretty sure. I think in Glengarry Glen Ross, there's that scene where the customer comes in and they want their bank deposit returned. And Al Pacino, I don't even know the characters, but he's saying, oh no, it's all taken care of, we'll get your deposit back. And Kevin Spacey, I think, is also in the scene or someone, and says, no, I deposited it. And he didn't want the customer to know that his deposit had been put in the bank. And when the customer leaves, Al Pacino lays in to, is it Kevin Spacey? I don't know, but he tells him, you know what.
He calls Kevin Spacey? Can't call a guy.
No,
but he did. That's why I remember the reference.
That's
strange.
A great movie. I don't remember that scene, but I love that movie.
It doesn't apply to a guy.
No.
It's only used,
movie reference. Oh, I remember.
Right. I'm going to have to rent it and find I've been meaning to re-rent that movie for quite a while. Let's see, is this Derek?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Derek, go ahead.
How's it going, guys?
Hey. Good.
Yeah, my girlfriend despises the word as any woman does.
Oh, yeah, I think every woman despises the word.
And much to her surprise, she was going through our phone book and happened to see my ex-wife's new phone number under C in red ink.
No.
In red ink.
C blank blank blank, and that's the phone number?
Yes, it is.
So you ever have to call her?
Oh, I know the number, but... She was searching for a number through the phone book and saw it, and she confronted me on it. Boy, was she was pissed.
Why? If it's your ex, she should be delighted that you used that word.
Because my girlfriend, even though she agrees with me, she doesn't feel that any woman should be called that.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I'm surprised. Yeah, it's pretty strong stuff. It's funny.
Phone book.
You'll find her in the C section of my phone book.
You know, when you get that listed, you must have to pronounce it differently.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
What's up?
I got a movie reference for you.
Okay.
We went and saw The Astronaut's Wife when it came out with Johnny Depp,
yeah.
And right after he came down from space and he decided he was going to quit the whole space program thing,
mm-hmm.
he gets a job with this big aerospace technology corporation, and he's like their front man. And he's goofy because of the whole alien thing up in space, and he takes his wife, Charlize Theron, off to the side. And he's, like, making out with her and stuff right in front of, you know, you could see him if, like, you turn the corner. And
yeah.
then he starts telling her about, you know, all the things that he wants on her. And he gets down to, you know, I want your seat.
Oh, now what? You're kidding me. No way.
Well,
we have a few other references here. Somebody says De Niro calls Sharon Stone. That in Casino, that sounds right.
Oh,
that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody says at the end of Officer and a Gentleman, is that right?
No, I saw that movie.
Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, definitely.
Man.
Silence of the Lambs?
Silence of the Lambs.
Remember the toss scene?
Yeah, the toss
scene. Yeah.
He can smell.
Oh.
Hey, Laura. Laura?
Jeez.
Hello? Laura.
Laura. Laura.
No. Okay, let's try Nancy. Hey, Nancy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Listen, I got called the C word.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you deserve it?
No, I was going to work. I was just telling the fellow who answered the phone I was going to work, and some guy at Lakeside Mall, some guy thought I cut him off, and he shouted out the window, and I was so upset I cried when I got to work. It was horrible. And I wanted to tell Mike, Jeff Daniels was on with Lucy.
Yeah.
And she was flirting with him big
time. Oh, of course she was.
Hey, let me tell you, I saw that, and did you notice how she wore this dress that just cleared her butt?
I noticed
that. She wore black nylons, the whole bit, everything I've ever told her to wear. She won't wear it for me, and she put her hand under her chin and gazed longingly at him.
Yeah, she had the Trudy gaze going.
Oh, God, the whole interview.
That's the second time we've seen her like that,
yeah,
with Jeff Daniels, too.
Hey, forget Lucy. Cam is so hot, and Cam looks just beautiful day in and day out. I'm in love with Cam. Hell with Lucy. I'm done with it.
Nancy, now, why did you cry at a complete stranger calling you that? I mean, you know the guy was just pissed because he thought you...
It is such a horrible word for a woman to hear.
It's
really
bad.
Is.
Yeah.
Right. And the guy just yelled, you blank, huh?
Yeah.
Or did you have any kids with you or anything?
Oh, no, brother. Thankfully. I was going to work, so I was by myself.
Oh, boy.
But really, guys, it's a horrible word for
us
to hear.
No, we know that. We know that.
You know, it'd be nice to get more... women calling in who've been called that. Just
see
the reaction. Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any more women that have been called the C word?
No women, no.
Yeah, just a million guys giving you examples of when they...
Let's talk to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey.
Did you call somebody the C word?
Yeah, about 2 weeks ago, found out my ex-girlfriend was kind of seeing my sister. So I... let that word come out, and I got belted.
Wait, explain to me, what was the circumstance?
My ex-girlfriend was kind of having it out with my sister. They were kind of getting involved with each other. And
really, like a lesbian thing?
Yeah, she come out and told me. I mean, it had to be my sister. I can't even watch. I can't even enjoy.
Yeah, because, in other words, if it was some other woman, you'd just dig it. But wouldn't you know it'd have to be your sister, huh?
Yeah, and it brought the word right out.
What kind of a...
Wow.
That's totally bizarre. Did you know your sister was a lesbian?
No, I didn't. Not until she said something. I couldn't believe it. And
boom.
She said that she was serious. And it went from there.
That's a weird choice of words for that scenario. I don't know what I'd call it.
Who got hit with the C word, the ex or your sister, both?
My ex did. I had to ask my sister if she was the one with...
With your
penis in the relationship.
Oh my, how awkward.
Hey, WRIF, let's see. Let's try Joanne.
Jeez.
Joanna?
Yeah, Joanne.
Joanne, how you doing?
Not too bad.
Good. Somebody fire the C word at you?
Oh, yeah.
What was the occasion?
My ex-husband, he's been stalking me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And the cop that arrested him told the cop that I'm sorry, I just woke up.
He told the cop that? Were you there or did you just read it in the police report?
No, he had to stand on the podium next to the judge and repeatedly had to had to say I was effing C.
Oh no! With yeah. people Great. Sitting around and everything else.
Oh yeah.
Well, I'm sure the judge. Man. I'm sure the judge probably really got off on that.
Yeah, he's still in custody.
Oh good.
Yeah, until sentencing.
Was there a noticeable snickering when that was coming out?
No, it was very tense because this guy's a real idiot. So.
Well, good luck. I hope.
I don't know why guys.
I hope they put him away for a long, long time.
I don't know why guys just don't get over it and just move on.
Exactly. It's been too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially if he thinks you're the C word, you'd think he would stop stalking you.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. And to tell a cop that, you know.
You're right.
Oh man. I don't know why.
I want to go to jail or not.
Why guys?
Well, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Is this Christy?
Yeah.
Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Somebody call you the C word?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Look at how women remember exactly. Oh, yes, it was 1 week ago, 3 hours, 2 minutes, and 12 seconds.
Well, I'm telling you, that's one word you just don't forget.
No, I know.
What was the occasion?
A bunch of us went to a bar one night, and it just kind of started back and forth in the bar, and we left, and out in the parking lot, I was called the C word.
What did you done? I'm not trying to gauge whether you deserve it. I'm just trying to figure out what inspired it.
Well, basically, it had started earlier in the day, and basically we were already bickering throughout the whole day.
Mm-hmm. Just
and it carried on throughout the night. And
nice.
Little in the bar, you know, I was dancing with friends and guys and everything like that, and needless to say,
what?
I went to the car. It was just like, yeah, you know, you're a.
So did you dump him or did you overcome it?
Well, needless to say, he got a nice handprint on the face. And
yeah.
That was pretty much the end of our relationship.
Oh boy. Yeah, that could be a relationship ender. A relationship ender, definitely that word. Laura?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
You used the C word on another girl.
Uh huh.
Oh wow.
What did she do to deserve it?
She was one.
What had she done at that moment?
Showed up at my house. I told her to get off my driveway, you effing.
Why'd she show up at your house?
She's my friend's girlfriend.
Your friend's girlfriend. Well, why was she mad at you?
Guy friend's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
No hot lesbo action.
You know, anymore, the way the world is, you almost have to ask every time.
Well, was this a situation where you guys were competing for the same guy?
Oh, no, no.
No?
No.
There was something about that particular person you just...
Yep.
It's an ongoing problem, it sounds like.
Just rub me wrong. Wrong kind of person.
Yeah,
well, that's the best reason to call someone that, if they are indeed one. So, let's try... is this Paul?
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I called my wife at one time in the heat of battle.
Uh-huh.
And the coffee cup hit the edge of the corner of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And when it broke, I got a nice little slice across the jaw.
Ah. Oh, boy. Did you have to get stitches?
And I learned right then and right there, that was about 16 months into the marriage, and that was the last time that word ever come out.
Are you still together?
Yeah.
Is
that right?
Yeah, you can't overcome the C word. That's impressive.
Man, what happened after that? After the coffee thing shattered and suddenly there was blood on you, did she run away crying? And
she said I deserved it.
Yeah. And then,
every ounce of it, she said.
How many days went by before the both of you spoke again?
Oh, my God. I would say at least 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I was trying to be my mother, and I tried to put a stop to it. So she's my mom now, too.
Tons of apologies.
Oh. Yeah, boy.
Oh, man.
Hey, Kathy, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Somebody call you the C word?
Yes.
What for?
I was dating a guy who told me one night we were supposed to go out, and he decided that he was too tired, he wanted to stay home. So I went to the bar with my girlfriend, and I see him from across the bar.
What did you say? You went with your girlfriend?
I went to the bar with my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. I thought so, too.
I'm sorry.
No, keep going.
And I saw him with this girl from across the bar. It was really busy, so I was, I had a drink in my hand, and I was making my way towards them, and as I was getting closer to them, their faces were getting closer and closer and closer, and my natural reaction, of course, was to throw a drink in her face. I ended up actually hitting both of them, and she called me the C word. and then he ended up staying with her the rest of the night, but then the next day, of course, he called me crying and telling me that he was sorry. And
he was crying.
Yeah, he'd have to.
Yeah, once he lowered his sperm count, he was really sad.
Oh, yeah, everything changed completely, and he figured, like, the only way I'm going to get her back is if I cry like a baby.
I dumped him.
Oh, did you?
So the girl, it was the girl. girl, though, that called you the C word.
The girl did.
What was your reaction? Did you call her one right back?
No, I have a little bit more class than that.
What did you do? Were you just appalled? You go,
Well, at first I thought she was going to kick my ass. But
yeah. Yeah. Oh, my.
Well, that's a good one.
Woo!
Hey, Kelly.
Hello?
Hey, Kelly, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was at a shopping mall, and I was going through the parking lot, and I came up to a stop sign, and this girl comes flying around the corner through the parking lot, and it was in the wintertime, and she slid on the ice, and she hit my truck.
Oh.
And so I got out of the truck, and I started yelling at her, and she called me that word.
Really?
But it was my fault.
Oh, my God.
I know. So I slapped her. She had the window down.
You slapped her?
I slapped her in the face.
Nice.
She filed charges on me.
Oh, no. For assault?
Yep.
Really? So the C word then came up in the court case, right?
Yep. No, No, it didn't.
It never went to court?
Yeah, it went to court, but we didn't have to go that far.
You didn't have to detail the conversation.
No. Wow. So did you settle with her? Did they throw it out, or what happened?
Yeah, I got put on probation.
Oh, no!
And all of this because somebody was just, like, obviously driving way too fast. You knew impact was sure, and sure enough... And
I saw her coming right at me. I was at the stop sign, and she was flying through the parking lot.
It was this complete
stoop. Oh, my God, there she comes. And she slid, and she, like, spun and hit it, you know, ran into my truck.
And in the end, you're up
for probation. You get charged for assault.
I ended up getting it.
Wow. All because of the C-word.
What a story.
Yep.
Boy. All right, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
You know, that C word does seem to trip an immediate slap, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of involuntary.
Yeah, it does seem to be involuntary.
Ken's mother-in-law called him?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
What?
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Your mother-in-law called you the C word?
Yeah.
What?
My wife and I were just, we were having an argument. I can't even remember what it was about. It was just a petty little thing.
Oh, yeah, always.
And she stood up. And she goes, "You're nothing but a big cunt." And she,
you can't say the word.
Okay,
right.
A big C.
Right.
And she doubled her fist up and started pummeling me in my face.
Nice family.
She broke my nose.
What?
And then my wife jumped on her back trying to get her off
for
of
all
me.
The white trash. I know.
Was this film for cops or what?
I wish it was. She is white trash. If you ask me. I think
so. Nothing has changed in your relationship. I see.
I think there was some incest down the line.
That's where I grew up. That's where I'm gonna be.
Well, anyway, finally I got hit so many times in the face, and I was bloody and everything. My nose is broken. I ended up cold cocking her and knocking her out.
Oh, all right.
That's where I grew up. That's where I'm gonna be.
Where was cops?
And so she ends up telling everybody in the whole world this damn story. And I'm getting all these phone calls and stuff. And I got to straighten it out with her. And then as soon as they see my face and my, you know, black and blue all over the place, they realize what happened. Because
that's where I grew up. That's where I'm gonna be.
I couldn't believe it though.
Did the mother
kind of wacko calls their son-in-law the C word? That's ridiculous.
It doesn't apply to a guy to begin with.
No,
that's where wrong right out of the gate. So what did she look like? Is she walking around with a couple black eyes or what?
No, I just hit her once and she was out, and we had Wendy was tapping her. I said, throw water in her face. That'll get her up. I was
And that's where I grew up. And that's where I'm going to be.
Thanks, Ken.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's where I grew up. And that's where I'm going to be.
Holy smokes. Oh, man.
Let's go. We have to take a break.
Okay.